Good evening and welcome to the first and only vice presidential
for
debate
for WKU Public Radio. I'm Lisa Autry.
By the Commission on Presidential Debate. I'm Martha Raddatz of ABC News, and I am.
If the past is any indication, tonight's third and final presidential debate will be a big hit on social media. Until recently, debate watchers would have waited through the entire 90-minute broadcast to hear analysis from a small cadre of television pundits. But social media has given voice to a wider audience that can offer reaction long before candidates reach their closing statements. Adam Sharp is head of government and news for Twitter.
What's great about this is it's almost a return to the old way of watching television, when you would gather your family and friends on the couch and watch the debate together. But now that couch is huge and fits millions and millions of people to share this experience at the same time and talk about it. And we're able to measure those moments when people are reaching to the person next to them and saying, hey, did you see that? And here's what I think about it.
Twitter had a tent set up outside the debate hall during the October 11th vice presidential debate at Center College in Danville. Sharp had his eyes fixated on three large projection screens tracking comments before and after the showdown between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. Google also pitched a tent and was tracking minute-by-minute search interest around both candidates.
Joe Biden's search volume is lower on average than Paul Ryan. Now, that could be because people feel like they already know Joe Biden. There's not a lot new necessarily. But we certainly see a lot of peaks related to comments that Paul Ryan makes, whether it's about gay marriage or it's about his plans with Medicare.
Daniel Seberg is the politics and elections spokesman for Google.
We see a lot during the debate itself, and a big part of that is because people have that second screen with them. It's sort of the dual screen generation where you've got your television, but you've also got your laptop or your tablet or your smartphone. And in a sense, it's you could look at it a couple of ways. It could be a real-time fact check where people are verifying what the candidate may have claimed or said. They also just might be confused about something. And so as a point of reference, it's just very handy for people to pull out that device and search in real time.
Twitter's Adam Sharp says during the first presidential debate, volume stayed over 100,000 tweets per minute for a solid hour.
So we're looking at sort of two things. We're looking at the total volume of conversation. What are those moments that are prompting a reaction from the audience? And then we're trying to measure what is the reaction. You'll see in one of the charts we have here, we were measuring the tweets per minute during the Denver debate. There were 10.3 million tweets sent about that debate in just 90 minutes, peaking at 158,000 tweets per minute. At that point, when Mitt Romney wanted to shift topics and moderator Jim Lehrer said, let's not. That was the peak. A few minutes later, we saw another spike around 152,000 tweets per minute when the president insisted that he had five more seconds to talk.
In the 2008 presidential election, all four debates combined generated 500,000 tweets. Jump ahead 4 years to see the growth in social media. This year's first presidential debate alone produced more than 10 million comments. The second debate held last week generated more than 12 million comments on Twitter and Facebook. Last week's debate was the top political event of all time in social media. Women dominated the social media conversation about the debate. Some 54% of all the comments came from women and 46% from men. Google's Daniel Seberg says it's like taking the pulse of the internet.
You know, it's what people are curious about, it what piques their interest. And sometimes it's human nature, and it can be kind of quirky and funny. And sometimes it's more about issues and what matters to people.
Old media isn't dead, but more people are engaged because of new media. Watching a debate on TV is now only half the show. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.